honor and privilege to be here on this occasion. The first time for me here. And just coming to the manor, I could feel Srila Prabhupada's presence pervading every molecule of the place and of the devotees' lives here. When Srila Prabhupada was here in 1977, I was in Bombay, and when he arrived, of course, he was in a very emaciated condition physically, and the devotees took him to his room, and after, I don't know how it happened, after the others left, he asked me to stay for a minute or two. And the first thing he said to me was about England, about the kirtans at Bhaktivedanta Manor. He said the kirtans were wonderful. And that he couldn't control his tears when he was here. I will discuss Srila Prabhupada's last months. It's not because they were so instructive. They were so instructive. As one devotee commented, he taught us everything, and he also taught us how to die. But within that, he taught many other lessons, which I will try to touch upon. Perhaps in May. No, I'll go back a little earlier. Yes. Well, Srila Prabhupada was in Juhu, and his health was very bad. And he would always call the devotees together to discuss important decisions, even regarding his own health and travels and treatment. So the question was, you know, whether he should stay in Bombay until the temple opened or go to Vrindavan. And different disciples were presenting different opinions. And in the end, it was concluded that Srila Prabhupada would go to Vrindavan. And one of the senior devotees said, if the other devotees hear that you're going to Vrindavan to leave your body, they may want to come and be with you. And Srila Prabhupada said, they can come. And he said, but then again, there may be some other disciples who feel that by staying where they are and distributing books, they can please you more. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, they can stay and distribute books. And then he said, the one said, well, if they all come, where will we accommodate them? The Focal Ashram is there. So then he went, and Yeah, so there was this critical time, this is going back a little earlier, when Srila Prabhupada stopped eating and even drinking. And he had mentioned that when his father wanted to leave his body, he had stopped eating and drinking. So Srila Prabhupada had a personal servant named Upendra, who quite innocently said, Srila Prabhupada, you have to drink. Why do I have to drink? Well, if you don't drink, you'll become dehydrated. And Abhirama's also involved there. And Prabhupada said, so, do you want me to drink? He said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. Called the GBC. Because it wasn't just such a simple thing that he would drink or not. It really meant more than that. So, as Abhiram informed Mahakrishna Goswami, and eventually the senior devotees came into the room. And up until then, the whole mood in Vrindavan had been, you know, whatever Krishna wants, because that was Srila Prabhupada's mood, whatever Krishna wants. And in fact, once one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, that you said that your Guru Maharaj left early because he was disgusted with some of his senior disciples. Is that the case with you? And Srila Prabhupada said, no. If Krishna allows me to stay in your company, I'll be very happy to stay. So on this occasion when he said, call the GBC, that was sort of the mood, whatever Krishna wants. And then Srila Prabhupada stunned us all by saying, Krishna has given me the choice, which is very different. And then Srila Prabhupada asked us, you know, to go out and consult and come back with our decision. We went out into the front room of the secretary's area, and Kirtananda Swami actually saw the whole thing very clearly, and he said, if Krishna has given Srila Prabhupada the choice, and if Srila Prabhupada is giving us the choice, then we should tell Srila Prabhupada that we want him to stay with us. And then the devotees started to become very enlivened. Up until then, the mood was quite hopeless. Yes, we want you to stay and lead this movement and finish Srimad Bhagavatam. And then one devotee said, this is in the front area, but not all the GBC men are here. And Brahmananda Prabhu, you know, big body, like, gave him an elbow and said, what GBC man's going to object if we ask Prabhupada to stay? So then the whole group went back in. And Prabhupada said, so you have consulted, decided. And Kirtananda Swami is the senior. He was chosen to... And he broke down crying. He couldn't speak. I think Brahmananda was behind him, rubbing his back, and
said, well,
now if Srila Prabhupada has given you the choice and you're giving us the choice, then we say, don't leave. Prabhupada said, you have all consulted and decided? Yes. So then Srila Prabhupada was silent. He was considering the appeal. And then in a very nonchalant way, like he yawned. All right. And Haribol was like jubilation. But then, you know, coming towards November, actually just leading up to Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada said that that he wanted to go to Govardhan Hill for Govardhan Puja. He said, so many bridge bhasis will be going and we should also go. And he asked Lokanath Swami to arrange a bullock cart, because he had been doing like bullock carts and kirtan, and would go by bullock cart. And at that stage, the disciples, leading disciples, sort of divided into two groups. One group felt that if they take Srila Prabhupada on the bullock cart, he won't survive the trip. And then on top of it, he wanted to camp out at Govardhan Hill. So they were against his going. And then the other groups, they felt it's not our duty to question the instruction of the spiritual master, it's our duty to execute the order. And it was a very emotionally surcharged time in any case. And on this issue, feelings ran very high. And I myself was confused. Because, you know, on the one hand, on Sudhuta Prabhu and Bharat Raj Prabhu, they were my senior devotees, my senior god brothers. Bharat Raj Prabhu was the first devotee who ever spoke to me personally. And then on the other side, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhakti Charu Swami and Bhakti Srup Damodar Swami, they were also senior god brothers. And in terms of service, I was more associated with them in India. But I was confused. I didn't know. So finally, it was the night before Srila Prabhupada was supposed to leave for Govardhan. And the bullock cart was positioned out in front of the temple. And it you know, the devotees were saying it's like Akrura has come, you know, take Krishna from Vrindavan. It's like, stop this. And the Prabhupada was adamant. He you know, he was not budging in his determination. So then finally, the close servants, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhakti Charu Swami, they decided that when Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, who was Prabhupada's godbrother, that when he came to visit that evening, they would present their case to him. So Babaji Maharaj came and, you know, Bhakti Charu Swami was speaking with him in Bengali. And in the meantime, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Maharaj had been upstairs discussing, they were in anxiety and they came down. And, you know, they said, Srila Prabhupada, we've been in so much anxiety, we're just beside ourselves. The road is so bumpy, and even if we put a mattress on the bullock cart, you'll be jostled, and your health is so delicate. So, anyway, Prabhupada said, so, you want that I don't go? And they said, yes. Then he said, all right, I do not want to put you in anxiety. And, you know, he said to Babaji Maharaj, just see how much they love me. And, So, that was concluded. Most of the devotees were relieved. But that sort of controversy continued. It continued up until Srila Prabhupada left. And even after he left. And I was still sort of confused. So maybe a day or two after Srila Prabhupada left, I went into his room, his bedroom where he left, where his bed is still kept in Vrindavan. And I was chanting japa. And just before Prabhupada had left, the latest volume of Srimad Bhagavatam had come, 10th Canto, Part 2. That was in the 30-volume set. So I was chanting behind Prabhupada's bed, and my eyes happened to fall on that volume that had come, and you could recognize it because it had gold gilding. So I picked it up and was not thinking much. I opened it up. And the verse that came in front of my eyes, to my mind, answered my question. And I will read that verse. And you'll see even greater significance to it. So it turned out this was Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. Text 19, read just the translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe, with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra, is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. So I thought, this is the answer. This is the answer. Just as Krishna comes under the control of his devotees, Srila Prabhupada also came under the control of his devotees. And there's another aspect to this, what Srila Prabhupada taught us at the end. As we recite every day in the Damodarastika, that, you know, for those interested in Krishna's majesty and opulence, Krishna showed that he comes under the control of his devotees' love, which is free from such conceptions. Now, of course, Krishna Leela is different because in Vrindavan, the devotees forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they think he's my son, whatever their relationship is. So with the spiritual master, there's always an awareness that he's our spiritual master, we're his disciples. But still, Srila Prabhupada was trying to bring us to a higher platform, a more spontaneous, which is sort of the message of the Damodar Lila, the instruction of the Damodar Lila. Because he was so powerful, and you know, and he said he wanted to go to Govardhana. People say that you'll die on the way back. I say I'll be cured. It's like this. How could you argue against Srila Prabhupada? But within their heart, these devotees, or maybe Prabhupada brought it out, they just had that spontaneous feeling of love, and they were convinced on a practical level that he could not survive that arduous journey. And I believe that was what part of what Prabhupada was doing, and in a way he confirmed it at the end, after he agreed not to go. Tamal Krishna Goswami said, Srila Prabhupada, the way you deal with us is just bringing out our love for you more and more. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is my duty. But even that duty, it's duty and love all mixed together. So I felt that in this last pastime, during the month of Damodar, and that Damodar pastime took place on the day of Diwali, according to Sanatana Goswami, which is the day before Govardhan Puja, which was the day that this whole exchange took place, and Srila Prabhupada agreed not to go. I think it was meant to help us draw out those feelings. And I have one regret. I felt that I hadn't acted on that platform. This was a little earlier. I was taking rest on the terrace in the Gurukul building. And one of Prabhupada's servants woke me up and said, Prabhupada wants to see you. And it was such a time that we thought, you know, Prabhupada could leave at any moment. Any word that Srila Prabhupada spoke would be his last. So he asked, lying on his bed, do you think this movement will go on without me after I leave? And I replied, as long as the devotees are sincere and chant Hare Krishna and follow the regulative principles, it will go on. And Srila Prabhupada responded, organization, intelligence and organization. And my understanding was that yes, of course we have to chant our 16 rounds and follow the regulated principles, that's the basics. But we also have to be organized and intelligent to spread Krishna consciousness, which he very much wanted us to do. And then he said, is there anything else? So within my heart, I was like just screaming, you know, Srila Prabhupada, please don't leave us. But at that time, the whole mood was, you know, whatever Krishna wants. And I thought, and I said no. Yeah. Is there anything else? I said no. And I offered my obeisances and left. But then later, during those final few days, I would say collectively, a number of us came to that understanding that Prabhupada was trying to pull us a little bit beyond just that Vaidhi and rules and regulations to be able to feel some love for him and express that love for him. So, anyway, you all together, like embody Srila Prabhupada's presence. You carry him in your hearts and in these gatherings. And I mean, I know this. So I guess I would say, I mean, it's a little backwards in this situation, but like I should have said, Prabhupada, don't leave us. But I would say to you, yeah, don't leave me behind. Hare Krishna.